WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, still broadcasting in high quality AM sound at AM 1570. Make sure you're setting a, you can even, we can be number six if you want. We don't need to be one, two, three, four, five on the car dash over Coons Baltimore four. We'll take anywhere that we are assigned. Dennis Colatzis is going to join us right now to talk about the aftermath of injuries, 1-point victories, come from behind victories, backup quarterbacks, Pittsburgh week, and his tweet that I errantly turned into something that it wasn't, which Dennis, I'm going to let you, because you tweet more than I do on game day. And I actually retweeted you because the stadium was kind of empty. And yeah, I thought you and I were sort of pointing out that people had left or weren't there in the second half. And as it turns out, I just made a tremendous mistake that it was halftime and the seats were empty.
Yeah, I was just looking at I was taking a picture of Marshall Yanda's name in the Ring of Honor. So that was the intention of my tweet. It was really unintended to show how many empty seats are there at M&T Bank Stadium. But Nestor, that's nothing new. You and I have discussed that all season long, and even last year and a year before that and a year before that. Now, I can tell you this much, that at the club level where I sit at now, on the sunny side of the stadium, everybody's there. It's just most of the people are inside drinking, eating, having a good time with their friends, watching it on TV. That's not for me and half of the other fans that want to be in the stands and actually cheer on the team. The upper deck, lower deck, though, it's about a 50% absentee ratio there for the Ravens faithful.
It is interesting why people go to games, like younger people, right? You have kids. I have a kid. My kid's pushing 40. My kid's 37. My kid went to every game in the 90s, into the aughts. He got married. I got married. The tickets started to come with a fee for him instead of for me. And it's like baseball. They build these decks out in the outfield and people are there. It's more of a cocktail party. It's more like the lawn at Merriweather than it is, or a movie you talk during, than really this participatory thing that used to make coming to Baltimore visiting quarterback. That advantage through whatever Dick has, Steve Bisciotti, the Wembley knee, the transition from Flacco to Lamar, the aftermath of winning, the modern fan, gambling, staying at home, big screen TVs, betting on mobile on my phone, all of that has moved this thing to a place where, like, the reason I'm not there is very obvious. There's one guy who's bullied me, who's thrown me out, who has more power out there than he should. Otherwise, my wife and I would have been there freezing our ass off, spending $300, standing in the front row in the front seat. We never missed a play for 26. Never missed a play. I didn't even pee during games. Like, literally. And that passion is not the same, and I don't know that it'll ever be that. And I don't want to be an old guy, but it really is about the next group of people that are going to come and how they're going to perceive what third down represents and move those chains. And they got this guy that takes his shirt off and runs around and gets $100 for showing up at Christmas party. That's not that dude. Ain't, no offense, that's not Wild Bill. That's not move those chains. That's not a symbiote.
Big wheel. You know, he had some legendary guys in his town, Nestor. I got to tell you this, too. What you couldn't see on TV was the exodus, the mass exodus at the end of the third quarter by Ravens fans. And also with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, a lot of people just got up and left. And we're talking about a one-score game. You have a team at 7-4. But those folks, for whatever reason, whether it was to beat traffic or they had enough or they're just not as heavily invested as we are, they left the game, which was amazing to me, Ness.
That never happened. I mean, that didn't happen for 25 years.
Never,
it really didn't happen.
Never happened. I'll tell you another story, too. They had in our section, they had a wine tasting thing at the club level. A lot of people there. Sashi Brown comes off the elevator. There was only one person that recognized him. Must have been about 200 people there.
You.
It was me. Yeah.
Okay.
But nobody else. He just walked through like, you know, nobody said anything except me. So
I don't think
go.
He wants anybody to recognize him. I mean, I saw him down on the field and my wife's like, is that Sashi Brown? I'm like, well, he's standing between Steve Bisciotti, Dick Cass.
That was him.
Marshall Yanda. That must be him. I mean, I know it's him because I've been disrespected personally by him, but I like, The leadership part of this, as this thing's teetering and the people out there that say we're making a lot of money, boy, this is really something. It's Pittsburgh week coming up on Cleveland week. I don't think there's any chance Lamar is playing this week, and we can go through whatever that lies that John's going to create out there for Luke and the other five reporters to go out there and chase him around and ask him questions. But the narrative, I'm going to ask you, man, you're a fan, you're a business person, what's the narrative of this team right now if you are writing a Dennis columnist?
You know what? They're just a team. They're on the brink of disaster. They need Ronnie Stanley back in the worst way. It's a flawed roster, like most rosters in the NFL. A lot of things could happen. Now, so it just they got to play the Steelers in the game where Lamar Jackson's never had a lot of success against them. So I'm not saying that his injury at this time was a good thing, but there's a part of me that says that Snoop Huntley can pull off a victory in Pittsburgh this weekend. But it's the NFL. A lot of things can change between now and then. Injuries factor in. Teams get hot. Teams get cold. All of a sudden, the Bengals are going to be a tough out down the stretch, right? So it's just an ever-evolving league, though. And that's part of the intrigue. These storylines get written every single day, and particularly on Sundays at the stadium.
I thought that was a hell of a win Sunday, by the way. I mean,
Terrific
of
win.
all
Absolutely.
things, I mean, I can complain
100%.
about Lamar. I can complain about, Harbaugh's rah-rah and like all that. They won with a backup quarterback in a game they easily could have lost, a game that could have derailed everything for them. They are living another day. And if Lamar can come back and play against Atlanta and really be 100%, not 90%, not 80%. They need him at 100% for them to execute what's left of their offense, given where they are with Ronnie Stanley, with the offensive line, with skill position players, with Lamar's own limitations, right? Lamar has no limitations when his wheels are 100%. When his wheels aren't 100%, I don't know, especially if it's PCL and it's back of leg and it's push off, right? If it's push off and throwing the ball, let alone running and pocket passing and the things that Lamar needs to have at his disposal, including a left tackle and a running
Oh my
game
God.
and wide receiver. They're really lacking a lot right now. And they're 8-4, and I'm not here to dog them, but I am really. If they win these two games, they go to Pittsburgh and Cleveland, and they can take care of their business in division against these teams that are trying to wreck them. If they're 10-4 on Christmas Eve when Atlanta comes in here, I'll tip my cap. I really, if they can win two games without Lamar Jackson in division on the road, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I think they have a good chance to do so. Left tackle is a huge problem. Daniel Faleli got really worked. I mean, a couple of times the guy went right around him. His feet was like stuck in concrete. And Lamar got really rocked. Got sacked three times in the first quarter alone. And you can tell when Huntley got in there, he sparked the team. There was a different energy. He looked fresh. He looked healthy. He had more bounce to his step than Lamar did. Got a better arm than Lamar. He can certainly throw the out patterns better than Lamar. Certainly not as gifted as Lamar Jackson as a quarterback, but they can win with this kid. Circling back to the stadium, Ness, I was looking for tickets Sunday morning. That's what I've been doing lately, buying.
They were $16, by the
Yeah,
way. They were
I
$16.
saw about 30, so yeah, I didn't realize they were that cheap. But yeah, you can buy a real cheap ticket and sit almost anywhere you want in the upper deck or the lower level. So you can get to the stadium and try to cheer on this team if that's what you want to do.
I took the, here. I'll share this with the audience here because I screenshot this stuff because I'm watching it. I mean, they threw me out of my tickets unceremoniously
I
and. And have tried to publicly embarrass me.
And
So,
people
when it comes
and
down to the reality of 17, 18, 16, $17
yep.
tickets to
Oh
get into
my.
the stadium, this is, I screenshot this at 12:23 in the afternoon. This is, 35 minutes before the game. Tickets are $15.
Wow.
So, I don't know what to say to them other than they better get on their business horse and they better get on their football horse. And Dennis Colatzos is here. He's over Coons Baltimore Ford. He will sell you a car. He will do sports radio with you between 3 and 5 here on Thursday on AM 1570, as well as you can follow him at a D Colatzos show out on the Twitter. By the way, I got thrown off of Twitter personally like Thursday morning. I don't even know what I did. Like I got suspended from Twitter.
Are you
I'm still
serious?
suspended. I have no, I don't know. This maniac running it, I have no idea what I don't think I did anything,
Look.
but but nonetheless, it's a wild week around here, and them throwing passes with the backup wide receiver in a 6-point game when they're in field goal range.
Yeah, that was
I
really
don't.
bizarre. I tweeted out that they've hit the panic button, and I don't know why, because even a field goal in that situation would have been far superior than the pick in the end zone in a tight game like that. I don't know why they did it. I don't know why the call, and the receiver was triple covered in that situation, so the pick was of no surprise. And look, Greg Roman, Stanford is interested in him. He's interested in them. That's an interesting scenario. There was a fan on social media screaming at Roman, and as he was heading towards his car, they need to fat fire you, or you're lousy, or something like that. I mean, people are crazy. They don't lost their minds. I mean, I regardless of how you feel about Greg Roman, he doesn't deserve to be treated that way on his way to his car.
He doesn't deserve to be fired either, I don't think. I mean, I think they are playing with far less than a full deck. I feel like Lamar the last couple of weeks has been limited in his running and the way he could run that 100% version of Lamar, even what we saw last week with 14 rushes. I think Lamar is desperate to get a contract. I think that Lamar is desperate to play well. Obviously, Lamar's words out on social media last week and where he is, the fans are in his head, the internet's in his head, and now he's got a bad knee. And
Oh, right.
this is,
He's
I
got a
just,
bad knee, and he doesn't have a left tackle on that, Nestor. What could possibly go wrong going forward? Let's say he comes back. If Ronnie Stanley doesn't come back and doesn't protect his blind side, he's susceptible to more hits like the one he suffered Sunday.
and the running game's not working. It's
Well, if they're
not
stacked,
work. It's not working.
you're going up against 8-man boxes, right? So it's not going to work. The Denver Broncos had a tough top five defense coming in. They stacked the box. They dared the Ravens to throw the ball, and that's why the Ravens had zero success in running the ball. So you're going to have to beat them through the air, and good luck doing that. They have to rely on defense and special teams, keep the game tight, and try to pull it off in the end like they did Sunday.
Dennis Colatsos is here. He will be there. What's going on over at the dealership? Because I know you got a lot of cars in. It's the holidays. I want to make sure we're at least doing our primary thing, helping you sell cars out there and letting folks know what's going on. But you have more cars than you've ever had on the lot since the plague. I mean, it's been 3 years, right?
Look, it's fantastic right now. Over 200 new vehicles in stock, over 200 pre-loved vehicles in stock, 2.9% for 72 months on most models, new models. This is great. Very, very festive times, Nestor. We have all these great holidays coming up and Christmas parties, children's Christmas parties, and just a very festive, great time to come out and save some money here at Coonsport, Baltimore, and actually be able to touch, test drive, smell, feel the car that you intend to buy.
My wife's dragging her feet. I mean, she every time out on the highway, she sees the Bronco Sports, and she's like, "That one looks smaller. That one's a rag top. That one's a hard top. That well, why is that one bigger and that one's like?" I'm like, "Just go see Dennis. Just go out there. We drove right
It's
past
real
your place
easy.
the other day. I
It's
said, you
real
want to pull
easy.
over and drive? Nah, I don't have time. We were over in Catonsville watching the soccer games, over the weekend. We were at El Guapo, there for the bitter end. I mean,
Yeah.
it's a little bit like the U.S. Like." They're a little outmatched to some degree. I don't feel like the Ravens are outmatched with a full complement of players. I just do worry it's Pittsburgh week, and this is a different version of the Steelers. We're going to have a different version of the Browns next week. And I watched the Bengals play the Chiefs at 4 o'clock, and
Yep,
I
you and I
watched
both.
those two teams, and I've watched us play in totality the last month, month and a half. And the same question I ask in my column this, which is, when's the last time the Ravens look like a Super Bowl, a team that's going to win two or three games in January, a team that has complementary offense and defense. We know what the special teams is. We know the pedigree of the team and all that. We know all these veterans, the JPPs and the Houstons and the Calais Campbells, and everybody wants to win and all that. But when's the last time this team looked
Oh.
capable in the way that the
2019,
Cincinnati Bengals look capable?
just December 2019. It's been a hot minute, right? But it's the NFL, and they're not in the first tier of teams, but they're certainly in the second tier of teams. Look, the other guys are trying to win too. They're desperate. They're fighting for their jobs. Whether you're Nathaniel Hackett, the head coach of the Broncos, you're Russell Wilson trying to live up to that big contract he got. The Broncos had a good defense. I was impressed by them. And look, a win is a win is a win. It's the NFL. It was big. And again, the other part of it, people are knocking Coach Harbaugh. What is he supposed to, is he supposed to apologize for winning a ball game? And it just shows you how fickle a fan base can be. No different than any other fan base in the NFL.
I mean, I've been giving him a hard time about the narrative thing,
Well,
right?
the
We're going to talk
narrative
about
is all, yeah.
narratives. The narrative is up to you and me. We make the narrative. They don't control the narrative. He controls his press conference and can throw me out, right? But he can't control the narrative. The narrative is It's Pittsburgh week. You're really banged up. You have this huge advantage at 8-4, but we're looking at this particular team and saying, how capable is this team? How many of these five games are they going to win? How are they going to win them? And quite
Yeah.
frankly, it's probably about their defense, right? As much as we could sit here and say, Tyler Huntley, he can't do it, and I don't think he can do it. That's my opinion. We'll find out. I watched last year. But the defense stunk last year at the end because they were all
Right.
banged up. Now this really is about Roquan Smith getting paid,
100%.
Marlon Humphrey earning his money, making a big play, tackling something other than the football, which it, you know, this defense punch the football, punch the football, punch it. That's great when the football pops out. I don't know how this is going to work against this kid in Pittsburgh this week who's getting better. The Cleveland situation is what it is, and they're going to run the football and they're not going to play any defense. These next 2 weeks, these bloodbath games, these Hatfield and McCoy AFC North games. Man, Cleveland and Pittsburgh live to do this, to knock off an 8-4 gimpy team. This is a Super Bowl kind of week for Mike Tomlin's not gonna have any problem motivating the troops up in Pittsburgh this week. And I don't think Cleveland, Stefanski's gonna have any problem next week saying, hey, you want to do something this year? We're not gonna make the playoffs, but we're gonna wreck Baltimore. Let's go wreck Baltimore.
Well, here's the deal. When you're playing teams, you're supposed to be, they were 9.5 point favorites against the Broncos, for instance. These teams, you go back to the Jaguars. They're going to go for 2 point conversion at the end of the game instead of taking the field goal, instead of taking the extra point to take the game perhaps into overtime. They're going to do things that you wouldn't, that ordinary teams you're playing, good teams wouldn't do. So, yeah, you're susceptible to a loss here or there. The good news for the Ravens is their defense can stop the run. They can stop Nick Chubb. They can stop Najee Harris, or whoever they roll out there in Pittsburgh. They can stop Perrine or Mixon over there in Cincinnati. They're going to make these teams one-dimensional, Nestor. And the thing is, the big thing for me is the back end, as you mentioned. Does the back end of the defense hold up? Because I can't see a team being able to run on this team, which is good news for the Ravens. It's just the secondary has to step up. And also with Huntley, football is very much a complementary game. Last year, the defense, as you mentioned, was so decimated that Huntley never got the benefit of that. So I'm comfortable with him playing a game or two. Am I comfortable with him finishing out the season? Of course not. But I think we're in decent hands for a game or two.
Well, he won Sunday. I mean, right? I mean, they did enough against a
He
bad team.
was what, 25? I believe he was 25 for 32 for 178 and a pick. I mean, look, he hadn't played all year. Give the guy some reps. Obviously, he has a great connection with Isaiah Likely. Likely comes alive when Huntley's in the game, whether Huntley disperses the ball more so than Lamar. Lamar's safety blanket, of course, is Mark Andrews. So does Huntley go through more progressions than Lamar did? We'll see.
Long term, Dennis, for Lamar, and you and I'll talk about this more on Thursday, I'm sure into the
Wow.
weekend, but Lamar
Lots to
trying to
unpack
earn
there.
money. We're at the third year now, and I said this to Luke. I remember during the plague in 2020 being up in Philadelphia, and there was nobody in the stadium. They had 10,000 people or whatever. And I remember thinking he didn't look healthy, and he didn't look healthy during October into November 2 years ago. Last year it all ended, right? That Minnesota game, he ran the ball 21 times and he got pissed at me, and Harbaugh got all burrowed up. I'm going to throw you out. You keep asking those kind of questions. And they did. And, you know, I asked him about running the ball too much. He ran the ball 14 times last week, and now he's out again. And
Yeah.
look, it's one thing to love Lamar. It's one thing to love Lamar in shorts in May, even when he's skipping mini camp, right? And he throws the ball and he runs the ball and he's spry and he's young and he's fast and nobody can catch him and he's exciting, he's exhilarating in September. When has he been that in December? When will he ever be that in December after he's been tackled 120, 150, 180, 210 times in a season running into linebackers? It only takes one, right? And that's just fundamental to the night that they drafted him, Dennis. It is a dream. It's beautiful. It's different. It's the new style of football until in the 185th time, he's trying to not get hurt. He does in some small way because that's this game. That's this sport. That's what it is. And to think you're going to have a healthy version of him, all I could see was Mahomes and Burrow throwing it around like it's the middle of the year and they're healthy. Joe Burrow looks
Oh.
like he's healthy. And Lamar Jackson, and I'm going to say this out loud, he will never, never be healthy in December. And I think that that was draft night to say that in week 13, 14, 15, 16, you're going to have a healthy version of a quarterback that plays with this style. It's just not, It's not intuitive. It's not smart. It's not the way. It's the reason 31 other teams passed on him, even though they might believe in him, believing he's going to be healthy this time of the year. There's no way to keep a guy healthy who's running in the linebackers 14 times last week. No way.
Well, you look at Jalen Hurts of the Eagles, another quarterback that runs 380 yards through the air, Nestor, and AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, he's got weapons. That's the other difference between a Hurts and Lamar Jackson. So the Ravens haven't done an exactly great job of getting him that wide receiver one. When you talk about the Eagles, they have two wide receiver ones. So it just goes on and on. But he before he even got hurt, Nestor, I don't know if you noticed, but he had about a 10-yard run up the middle. He looked slow and indecisive. He was looking either hurt or to go down, but he definitely did not look like Lamar of old.
Well, the Lamar of old's looking to take it to the house on every play, and you
That's
have to
true.
defense that. And
That's true.
if that doesn't need to be defensed, he's just and I would even say that with Tyler Huntley. Tyler Huntley's not going the distance. Tyler Huntley's not taking an 80-yard run. He had some scampers, but he's not Lamar. He makes $700,000 a year. Lamar makes $23 million. They like do the math on that. Lamar's making more every week than Tyler Huntley makes all year,
Yeah, it's
literally.
true. One game check, right? Wipes them out and then some. What's 23 million divided by 17 games? That's he's making $1 million plus a game, like you said, and Huntley's making not coin, right?
I was thinking about this when you make $50 million a year playing football. Like if you're Russell Wilson and that's your number, right? You're making
That's a
$3 million a game.
game, man.
You better win.
That's incredible. Incredible.
Well, we see these pitchers making $30 million a year and getting 30 starts. They're making $1 million a start, kind of, sort of, right? Like that's where the cost of it. Hey, look, man, they're going to give Cristiano Ronaldo $205 million of Saudi
Yeah,
blood money out
they
there,
are.
and he's
Yeah, they
going to
are.
get, $5 million. He's going to get an appearance fee for showing up and playing soccer, right? That's where it's Phil Mickelson. We're going to give you $100 million just to show up and get off the plane. Diver,
Exactly.
come on, you want the money? I mean,
Exactly.
it's literally like being the Rolling Stones at this point. But then you have to go out and perform.
Yes,
And
you
in the
do.
case of Lamar, he can't perform from the bench. And that was always my concern. In my heart of hearts, it was never about not liking the kid or the style or this or that or even his crazy tweet last week, any of that. This is getting heavy. And it's the and at 8-4, the expectations are where they are, but the expectations were so low that 20% of the people that paid $200 to go to the game walked out of the stadium in the third quarter, right?
Which again, I don't understand why you do that. You pay a fee, you pay a price to be entertained, and you don't sit there until the very end, until the last second takes off the clock in the National Football League, and you have the audacity to walk out. But whatever the reason is, whether it's to beat traffic, get warmer, whatever your motivation is. But not only people from the shady side of the stadium left early, Nestor, people from the sunny side of the stadium left as well. So it wasn't had really nothing to do with the cold.
I thought the people on the shady side went to the sunny side. I just figured like that's what I would do,
That's what
right?
I would do, but again, I was thinking about that. Is there a thing where you would develop a relationship with the people around you? You know everybody. You've been going there for 20 some years, and you know how it is. You don't want to leave your spot. That's where you sit at.
I have never watched a game in ever. I've never watched a play in that stadium since 1998. In any seat but my own. I'm lying. There was one night when the Green Bay Packers played that Kyle Bowler game.
Yes.
Dennis Mannion was still running the Ravens at that point and invited my wife and I into where it was warm. Was it
Yeah, no.
2007, whatever year
They've
that
been
was?
some bitterly cold nights. I remember a Pittsburgh game that was deathly freezing. There were the Redskins back then, another ice cold game. But I've sat in the shady side of the stadium forever, but I'm making a change. I'm making
Oh,
a change. I'm considering sweating in the summer, but the big benefit is in the winter when the sun's out. There's probably a 20 degree difference in how it feels anyway from one side to the other, easily.
well, you want to talk about crowd issues? Christmas Eve against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a home field advantage that day. And
That's a Saturday.
the
That's a Saturday too, isn't it? So the Saturday at this
yeah,
point.
and they got
Yeah.
a short week that week, like all. The next
Well,
couple of weeks, this is where John Harbaugh is earning his $10 million a year, really.
here's a question for you too. I was thinking about myself, and I was watching the Ravens players on the bench and Lamar before he got injured with his hand in his pocket. Why don't they move the Ravens sideline to the sunny side of the stadium versus the cold side?
I think they like the locker room being right
Okay.
behind the bench.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For a lot of guys can go to the bathroom. There's a lot of things that you can sort of sneak behind the bench, get equipment fixed.
Okay,
I
but I
mean,
didn't
the
know that.
locker room's really close to the bench, right?
Did
Like you
not know
saw,
that.
well, if you watched the video, I mean, you know what it looks like down. You
Yeah,
probably walked down there
but I never
before,
made the
but
connection that that's why. But I was just thinking from a strategic standpoint. Yeah, you're going to be cooler in the summertime, into the fall. But in the winter months, that heat comes in. It's helpful to the team, I would
I don't
think.
think David Modell realized that until the first day he froze his ass off in November of 98. Jim Harbaugh's quarterback and over there. Dennis Colatzos is here. He is still supporting the Baltimore Ravens. He's still over Coons Baltimore Ford.
Absolutely.
And we are still sponsored by our friends at Coons with the WNST tech service. Whatever Harbaugh says in regard to injuries, and he might play. I mean, they're not going to call Lamar out. I mean, they're just not. That's they. This is their fibathon that they like to play games with the injury report. But I'm fully
Right.
expecting Tyler Huntley. How do you feel about Tyler Huntley? I mean, just on a global sense, I think the only reason he's here is because of the style of the offense. I don't think anyone would. No offense to Tyler Huntley, I don't think anyone would employ him and make him a starting quarterback in this league and think they're going to win more than two or three games over the
Well,
course of a year.
I think the young man's got talent, just like every other player in the NFL. I'd like to see him get a chance to win some games with the defense behind him, which he didn't have the luxury of last year. He lost a lot of games by a couple of points, right? And it was the defense was a sieve. Everybody was hurt, particularly on the back end. So I'd like to see him get a chance, and let's see what he does. He does have a strong arm. He can throw the ball. He's elusive. It's like watching Lamar 2.0 out there. So we'll support him, and we wish him the best, and we'll see.
Defense needs to take the ball away, and the offense needs to find a running game somewhere. Dennis is around. He'll be back on Thursday between 3 and 5. It's a Sunday Sports Voice. Also heard on Sunday mornings. Dennis had a bye week last week, although we did hear him chat with some friends as well. We'll be back on Thursday. It's good to see you back and at 100% after yet another Baltimore Ravens victory, Dennis Colatzos.
Yes, sir.
You're on a one-game
Keep
winning streak.
just win, baby. Just win.
Just wait. You know, there's your Raiders thing. They won over the weekend.
Just win.
I am Nestor. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are doing two Crab Cake Tour stops within 1 week. We're going to be at Fadley's this Friday. Dan Roderick's. Dennis, as much as you love Baltimore, I want to give some free love to Dan Roderick's. That stage production he has is something you must see. I'm going to tell him on Friday that he must resurrect it. He must do a week of shows to give people a chance to go see it. Baltimore, you have no idea. Dennis, I decided last minute to go on Friday. It was unbelievable. I was
Nice.
blessed to have attended. My wife wasn't feeling 100%, but she sucked it up. We went down. We spent a couple hours at Hopkins. Dan will be with us on Friday. We're going to be at Fadley. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation, 866-90 Nation. Make sure you get those windows taken care of, keep you nice and toasty here. And then next Thursday, we are celebrating my 31st anniversary in Baltimore radio, December 13th. It'll be 31 years since Kenny Albert and I teed it up at WITH AM 15 AM 1230, I should say. It's been a long time since I've said 1230 because I've been saying 1570 since 1998. We're going to be doing that next Thursday in the afternoon on the 15th at Costas. Gina Shock, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from the Go-Go's in Dundalk. It's a Dundalk Rock and Roll Hammerjacks reunion for my 31st anniversary. We'll see you at Costas. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, putting it together for the holidays just in case the Ravens don't win. It's Pittsburgh week. We are BaltimorePositive.com.